well, it's Monday. They're going to take Monday for Labor Day, and I'll have to go back Tuesday and see the doctor about his ear. And now his eyes seem to be worrying him a lot. I think it's watching television. His eyes are weak anyway. I mean, he'd have to go to sleep while I watch television. Uh-uh, Mama. I want to watch the dog. That's Lassie, you know.
Lassie, oh.
I'll watch the dog. Well, he wants to watch everything, naturally. Well.
I was really interested in this. This smear case, I've never heard of that before.
What?
Smear case didn't you tell me that sometimes they used to call cottage cheese, in the old days, they call it smear case?
Well, that's what Ms. Said.
Oh. But had you ever heard it called that?
Well, but my mother the people that she made it for in Forest City here called it cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. They seasoned it after we taken the curd, you know, up to them, drained and everything. Mm-hmm. They put the seasoning in it, and they called it cottage cheese. Because Ms. came from another country, and
yeah,
I don't know what
she came from a different part.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Now, what about, what would people drink with their breakfast in the morning?
Coffee.
What about your parents? I was thinking since they came from England, maybe they didn't drink. Did they still drink coffee?
Yes, ma'am. They drank, for supper, they drank hot tea.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, hot tea for supper.
And
in the summertime, they drank milk. We had quite a bit of it. Uh-huh. Iced milk for supper in the summertime and hot tea at night, coffee for breakfast. They ate just what we did here.
Just the same. How would you make coffee?
Well, long time ago, we had it in the grain, and it was green. We bought it in sacks, 50-pound sacks. It was green, and then we put it in the stove oven and did what we called parched it. We parched it until those green grains were real light and parched. Then we had a big mill like that. I guess it held a gallon. Mm-hmm. A big coffee mill. And they called it a coffee mill. And it had on top to grind, just like any other mill. Mm-hmm. And had a drawer in the bottom. And then when we got that coffee cool, we got it cool. And then we put it in another sack, in a cloth sack, and kept it until we used it all. Mm-hmm. And then we'd grind it, just like you see the ground coffee now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's the way we fixed our coffee.
And then did you boil it?
Yes, ma'am. You put, see how many people there were, and measure so many cups of water, say five people, and put 6 cups of water. And then, let me see, we had a measure. Well, it's according to how strong the people wanted it. Sometimes we used 2 tablespoons full of the ground coffee, and sometimes 3, just whatever, and then boil it so long. And then it came out of a big coffee pot spout. We poured the coffee out. Now we pour the water out. See how things change?
Yeah, it just changed.
Doesn't it seem like things have just turned, just turned opposite to when I was a kid.
Get a lot of weight, that's probably right.
Yes.
And when you'd be, like when you were a kid and you'd be thirsty, what would you go in and ask your mama for?
Cold drink of water.
And when you had water at the table, what would you drink it out of?
Glass pitcher.
And now would each of you, what would they have by your plate for each of you to drink out of?
Tall glass.
It'd be a tall glass. It'd be the kind of thing you'd... Well, now, if, you know, when you'd be around home, and the glass might fall off from the sink.
Oh.
And I bet sometimes you'd have trouble with that.
Dipper, glass dipper with a black handle.
Uh-huh.